Now we've got one more game for you, and this one is about recent historical events.
Yay!
That was fake and lovely.
Yeah.
We are going to give you an event that happened in the recent past, and then two song titles.
Okay.
Your job is to pick the song that was released in the same year as the historic event.
Love that.
But love it's that. Not that easy. You have to sing part of that song in order to get the point. But the good news is we award points for both correct answers and just committed performances, which I know you're both capable of. Matt, this is for you.
Okay.
The event is the U.S. soccer player Brandi Chastain scores the World Cup winning penalty kick and then whips off her jersey. What song was released the same year? Was it A, Taylor Swift, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, or B, TLC, No Scrubs?
I don't want no scrubs. Scrub is the guy that can't get no love from me.
1,000 points. 1,000 points.
That is so incredible. And just before my turn happens, I just want you guys to know that Matt and I were in a musical sketch group together. And the way that he pitched being in the group to me was, we really need somebody to write. So I'm going to sing these answers.
All right, Sudi, here's one for you. The Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City are held. What song came out that year? Is it A, Taylor Swift, You Need to Calm Down, or B, Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy?
Here's Skater Boy, Sissy and Later Boy.
You are correct.
Yes.
Well done.
I also, my favorite lyric of Skater Boy is, he was a boy, she was a girl, can I make it any more obvious? It's like, well,
yeah, you could make
a
little
lot
more
of gender
obvious.
Things going on here. Yeah. Also, maybe she's not interested.
That's right.
She lives in a binary.
I just have to tell you that there's glass doors to this little office I'm in, and my four-year-old has a pair of binoculars on the other side of it that he's using to look at me.
Oh, that's comforting.
Well,
what's she up to? She's so far away.
Yeah, are the glass doors very far away or not so much?
No, he's just like at the end of the room using the binoculars to look.
He was a boy, she was his mom. Can I make it any more obvious?
Okay, Matt.
Yes.
The most recent total solar eclipse visible from America. What happened the same year as that? Was it the song by Taylor Swift, Welcome to New York? Or was it Carly Rae Jepsen's Cut to the Feeling?
Wow.
Going back, I would look into that eclipse.
That's a tough one. I'm just going to do the one I want to sing more.
Okay. Fair enough.
Welcome to New York. It's been waiting.
You know, you did a great job, and you will get the point. But it was actually, that was 2014.
I want to cut to the feeling.
That's right, 2017. Correct.
I think that if we're learning anything with this game, what we're learning is Taylor Swift has been around.
She has.
Sudi, this one is for you. This is the last clue.
I'm going to really commit this time, no matter what.
I know you are. The Facebook.com launches at Harvard. What song came out that year? Was it A, Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do, or B, Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone?
You dedicated, you took the time, but it knocked you down to my mind. Yeah, since you've been gone.
Yeah,
honestly,
you are absolutely
come
right.
On. Yeah. What? My question was way harder.
Yeah. That is...
She's upfront about it. Yes, it was. It's so interesting what Sudi did there, and I really want to point it out, and I want it to be heard loud and clear. She did not sing the famous chorus from that song.
Yeah.
She instead went with the very sort of lyrical verse, and I really celebrate that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you, because what that really was me not wanting to sing the money note and then kind of copping out, so I'm glad that you interpreted it as like a thoughtful choice versus fear, which is what it was.
To me, it was a thoughtful choice.
Sometimes fear is a thoughtful choice. Just gonna throw that
Interesting. Interesting.
Thank you, Sudi Green. Thank you, Matt Rogers. It was just a joy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. So fun. Thank you.
Sudi Green writes for Saturday Night Live and Matt Rogers co-hosts game show on Quibi.